Shavua Tov. We're in Perek Tes Vav in Hilchos Ishus, and we're going to take up today are basically the halachas of Pur Revu. So the Rambam is going to use the issue of Ona to introduce Pur Revu, and this really covers the entire. Most of the Perek is dedicated to how the obligation is structured, how a person fulfills it, when a husband can divorce his wife or vice versa if they haven't had kids. And then a couple of halachas at the end about the nature of the relationship between a husband and wife. So in halacha aleph, the Rambam says, "Ha'isha shehirshos is baila achar nisuin she manea onasa reza mutter." So there's a situation where a woman is able to go ahead and tell her husband, "No need to engage in ona. You do not need to go ahead and engage in sexual relations. I'm good. It's permitted." When lo banim shekvar kiyam mitzvah priya urvia. So if they already have children and they fulfill the mitzvah Pur Revu, so then she's allowed to say, it's okay for her to say, not interested in Ona. Avaim lo kayam, but if they have, if he has not fulfilled the mitzvah Pur Revu, chayv livo b'chol Ona ad shiyu lo banim. So then there's an obligation, he is obligated to have sexual relations with her at every opportunity based on what he discussed in the previous parak until they have children. Meishi mitzvah sase shel Torah shenemar Pur Revu. So as we all know, it's a positive commandment that to have children. Halacha beis. Now, as the Rambam clarifies, ha'ish mitzuva al Pur Revu v'alo isha. So who's this mitzvah fall upon? It falls upon the husband and not the wife. He's obligated in Pur Revu. Ume'e masa ish nischayev mitzvah zu. So when is the age that this mitzvah comes about? Ben Shvasrei. So at the age of 17. So according to the Rambam, once a young man is 17 years old, he's now chayev to be engaged in Pur Revu, which means he's chayev to get married. B'kevan sh'avru esrim shana, and if after, by the age of 20, meaning past 20, when he's 21, v'lo nasa isha, and he hasn't gotten married yet, hareza over mevatel mitzvah sase. Very strong statement. According to the Rambam, if a male is not married at the age of 20, and he's 21 and not married, he is violating and nullifying a positive d'oraisa, which is a very, very difficult, statement to make. Looking at things through the 21st century. Vimaya osik batara, batarba. But let's say he's someone, now this also is up for a lot of debate. I'm not going to get into the parameters here, but if he's someone who's involved, heavily involved in learning, vaya misyare milisa isha, kdeshul yatriach mizonos, vivata minatara, hareza mutalisacher. So you have the famous heter that if a person is serious about learning, and he's afraid that in getting married, he's going to end up not being able to learn, but rather he's going to have to provide mizonos for his wife, and therefore he can't learn, it's mutter for him to push it off. Sha'osik mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. V'kol shekein b'tamei Torah. So the Rambam simply employs the famous principle of asuk mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. That's the nature of the p'tur, but he adds to the point that obviously this applies even more so to learning Torah. So that's a situation where a man can actually push it off. Halacha gimel. Now, misha chashka nafsha b'torah tamid, v'shagaba kiben azai. So again, we can go into a whole conversation what the extent of this is. Basically, the Rambam I'm saying is that someone who is basically like all he wants to do is learn Torah constantly, he's obsessed. That's it. Like Ben Azai, v'nidbak ba kol yomav, right? V'lo nasa isha, and all he did was learn his entire life and never got married. Ain't be'al da'avon. For such a person, he's not over any type of transgression. V'hu shelo ye yitzro miskabrelav. That's the key. That's the part that people sometimes forget. He has to be honest. It can't be a situation where a person's yetzer has overcome him. Which means that in order, if he's somebody who has thoughts about sexuality, about having sexual relations, then he has to get married. So we're talking about a person who basically has overcome any libido at all. But if a person's yetzer is misgabor of him, if he's overcome and thinks a lot about having sexual relations, he must get married, even if he had kids, right? Because we're concerned he'll engage in inappropriate thoughts. So just the Isser of Hirhor is enough to mandate that this person get married. Okay. Malacha Dalet. Now, Kama Banim Yula Ish V'Tiskaya Mitzvah Zu B'Yado Zachor Nekeva. As we all know, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, but we paskin that how many children does a person have to, does a man have to have to fulfill the Mitzvah Pur Revu? A male and a female. Shenemar Zachor Unekeva Bar'am. Now, Haya Ben Saris O Shahaisa Bas Islandis Lo Kiyam Mitzvah. Of course, as always, it becomes a logistical question, but ultimately the Rambam I'm saying is that if your son or daughter are unable themselves to have children, okay, then you haven't been mekayem the mitzvah. So it's not just simply the fact that you're having children to fulfill the mitzvah purvo, but you're producing child-making machines. That's the best way to look at it. So as long as they can have children, then you fulfill the mitzvah purvo. Now, of course, halacha hey, no dulo v'mesu. This is always a famous case. Let's say you had kids and they died. V'nichu banim harezekai mitzvah purvo. Right. So as long as what he called, as long as he had the kids, okay, he's mekayem the mitzvah purvo. Bnei banim harem kabanim, because grandchildren are considered to be like children. As long as the grandchildren are both male and female, and they themselves came from a son and a daughter, even if the male progeny is the son of his daughter, meaning, he's, and then the nekeva is the progeny of what it called of the daughter of a son, since they came from his two kids, but let's say he had a son or a daughter who did, one of them died, and only one of them had a zachar nekeva, then he's not been kind of mitzvah puravu. Basically what he's saying is that in order to fulfill the mitzvah completely, if, you know, God forbid if your kids die, you'd have to have a son and a daughter who then reproduce, so to speak, well, actually not so to speak, but they reproduce the son-daughter paradigm. So it's a son having son-daughter and a daughter having son-daughter. And that would ensure that you fulfill the chiyuv. Okay. Allah chavav. Now, hayulu banim b'giyuso b'niz gayer. So let's say a person was a guy when he had kids, and then he converts. Hu v'heim, hareze kiyam mitzvah zu. So if both he and his kids convert, it's as if we say that he fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu. Hayulu banim, okay, but let's say he had kids. Who eved, and he was a slave, a servant when he had kids, v'nishtacherhu, but he became free, v'heim lo kiyam mitzvah puravu, and they did not fulfill the mitzvah puravu, ad sheyolid acha shenischar, sheved ein lo yichus. Okay, so basically, v'nishtacherhu v'heim, him and his kids were freed, he's not been kind of mitzvah puravu until he has a child after he's free. Because a yichus, lineage, genealogical lineage, does not apply to an eved. So he must go ahead and have kids when he's freed. Halacha Zion. Okay. It's a little trickier. Lo yisa adam akara uzakena v'ailanis uktana she'ena ruya leilid. Okay. So since the mitzvah on the man is to do puravu, so he's not allowed to marry a woman who's barren, who we've said that, is very old, or someone who can't have kids, or a child who's unable to have kids. None of these he can marry. Ela im kain kiyam mitzvah puravu, o shahaisal isha cheres lifros rabos imena. So the only way he can do this is either if he's already fulfilled the mitzvah puravu, or he has a second wife that he's, what do you call it, he's going to fulfill puravu with, like lemech. Now, nasa isha v'sha'asa imo eser shanim, another one on halacha, let's say a man marries a woman and they're married for 10 years, v'lo yalda, she has no children, hareze yotzi v'tein ksuba, either he gets divorced, or, oh, yisa isha real leilid, or he marries a woman who can have children. So this is a halacha. If after 10 years, and he can't have children, and then and no children have been born, then he can, what do you call it, he can go and divorce her and give her ksuba, and then marry someone who can have children. Vim lo ratza lahosi, and if he does not want to divorce his wife, kofinoso, machinoso b'shut achiyotzi, we force him to, we beat him with a stick until he actually divorces her. Vim amar eni ba'ala, v'eni shochen ima mifne edem, k'desh lo esyachin ima. So let's say he says, I don't want to leave her. I will not have sexual relations with her. We will live together, but we'll always have witnesses, so we're not ever in yichud together. Bein shamar hi, bein shamar hu, regardless of which one in the relationship said this, ain't shomilahen ela yotzi o yisa isha ria leilid. We don't listen to them, even if they want to live together in a completely mutter way. Ultimately, we don't listen to them because he didn't have any kids. Therefore, he must divorce her, or what it called, or once a month. Okay, lachachas. Now, Shasa Eser Shana, now let's say they lived together for 10 years, Velo Yalda, and she didn't have any children. Varehu Yoresh Shechva Zera Kechetz. Okay, so now basically this halacha literally means to ejaculate, as an arrow, meaning the semen exits, like an arrow, straight. Okay. So what it called? If that's the way, if the way he ejaculates is in such a matter, okay. So what it called? Then we can assume acholi mimena. The reason why they're unable to have kids is because of her problem, right? So as long as, to put it in more medical terms, as long as There's nothing wrong about, we'll call it from a sperm count. But that's not what really the Rambam's talking about. We can assume she's the cause of the reason why not able to have kids. So she loses the ksuba, but she gets a tosefes that he put in the ksuba. Right? Because she can't be worse. She can't be worse than a woman who's an islandess who would get the tosefes. Vim eda yorakachetz, okay, but let's say he's not able to jackal it in such a way. Cheskas acholim men no, so he's the source of the illness, bilvad. Ukushyoti tenexuba kula ikar betosefes. And then he's chayev to give her the entire ksuba. So in this halacha ches, the Rambam's trying to establish, who's to blame, so to speak, for the inability to have children. Is it the husband or the wife? Halacha tes. Now, of course, what happens now? Who omer mimena nimna havlad? The omeris mimeno nimna. Let's say they argue about which one's responsible for this sickness. Is the husband saying she can't have children, or is she saying he can't do it? Meishen yorakachetz, because she says, I could tell when he ejaculates, it's not like an arrow. He nemenis, okay? She's actually believed, not him, okay? Why? Basically because she's the one during sexual relations who could tell if this is the case. However, v'yishol l'hachrim stam amisha to'enes davar she'enu yodas oso v'vadev arken yitein ksuba. He could put out he could be machrim stam and say, listen, if anyone challenges this, what do you call it? They're putting chayrim, but ultimately he gives it a ksuba. Vim amra, but let's say she says, eni yodas imemeni imeno. Right? But let's say she says, I'm not sure who's the source of this problem, if it's me or him. Ein la ikar ksuba kamosh marno, she loses the ikar ksuba. Okay. Hemad mamon becheskas bailov achetitam bevadai sheni yorek chetz, right? And what can she do? She can, what do you call it? Why does she get the erek suva? Because we say the money stays in the possession of her husband until she can actually demonstrate that there's a validity to her claim. For instance, that he's not yorek chetz. V'lama hi nemenes betainazu. Now, why she believe for such a claim? Meishim argeshes im yorek chetz im lo yorek chetz who in a margesh. Like I said before, she can actually feel. She can tell if this is the way he's ejaculating or not when they have sexual relations. Okay, halacha yud. Sorry, one second. Halacha yud. Ha'isha sheba litzvah b'ayla l'gar sh'achar esh shanim neishol yalda, shalo yalda. Let's say a woman says, I don't want to be married to my husband anymore because we've been married for 10 years and I haven't given birth. Okay? V'hi omerish in a yorek chet shomin la. And she says, he's not able to ejaculate properly. We listen to her. Afa pish in a mitzuva peruvu tzricha hi levanim lizignusa. So even though she's technically not chayiv in Puravu, nonetheless, she needs to really have kids. Why? Because who's going to take care of her when she's old? The kofen oso lahotzi v'tein ikar ksuba levad. So he forced him to divorce her, and he only has to give the ikar ksuba. Shelo kosav la'tosefes amnas sheiser son avititol. So we've seen this principle many times. He didn't include the tosefes in the ksuba on condition that she go ahead and divorce him when she wants to. Okay. Halach yud aleph. Halach b'schora b'soch es hashanim. O shahaya chola. O shahaisa hi chola. Okay, O Shahayu Chavushim Beis Asurin, Ain Olahen Oso Zman Min Aminyan. So how do we count these 10 years? So for example, let's say he's overseas for like 3 years. Or they're married for 2 years, he goes overseas for 3 years. They haven't had kids. We start counting the third year, right, from when he gets back from overseas. Or if he was sick, for example, meaning any situation where he's unable to have sexual relations, we don't include that in the 10 year count for when he can divorce her. If she hasn't had kids up to that 10-year period of time. Halacha yubeis, he pila monam yom shipila. If a woman miscarries, we count the 10 years from the day that she miscarried. Im hi pila v'chazra v'pila shol shapamim, let's say, unfortunately, she miscarries and gets pregnant again and miscarries basically 3 times in a row. Hu chazka l'nefalim. She's considered someone who's muchzak. She's considered to have a chazaka that she's always going to have children, basically miscarriages. And basically, at the end of the day, no one's going to merit to be able to have children from her, and therefore she gets divorced and she gets a ksuba. So in Halachi Beis, you see a certain chazaka that can exist of a woman who miscarries multiple 3 times in a row. Halachi Yud Gimel, Hu Omer Hi Pila B'Soch Eser Kadeshi Sha Ima. So let's say he says she miscarried within 10 years, so they can go ahead and she wants to make sure they stayed married. V'Omeres Lo Yiflati. She says, no, that's not true. I never miscarried. Nemenes. She's believed against his claim. Shinamach zeches atzma ba'akris. Because no woman, so to speak, in her right mind would ever cause herself to be akara, to be someone who can't have kids. Hu omer hipila shnayim, hu omer shlosha nemenes. He says she miscarried twice. She says three times. We believe her. Because no woman would ever, in a right mind, would ever want to be considered someone who continually has miscarriages. V'yosif tein ksuba. He divorces her and gives her ksuba. In all these situations, she must make, what do you call it? A shvua must be made that either she didn't miscarry or she didn't miscarry three times. With this claim, Yischai b'teng suva. Once she does that, then, what do you call it? With the claim against him, he is now chayiv to give her a ksuva. So because that's the case, it's very important that she take a shvua, to ensure that that happens. They didn't have jeans. Okay. Lachi adalid. Nasas le'echad v'shasa ima esashana. V'lo yalda. So a woman marries a man and stays with him for 10 years. No kids. V'hotzia. They get divorced. Mutarathli nasa l'sheni. She can marry a second guy. Shasa ima sheni esashana. She's married for the second guy for 10 years. V'lo yalda. Lo tinasa shlishi. So she gets two husbands. Okay. If after 20 years she's had no children, doesn't get married again. However, vim nasas l'shlishi. Let's say she does. She gets divorced, she doesn't get a ksuba. The only exception is if he has another wife. Oh, Shakiya mitzvah puruvu. Or he already fulfilled the mitzvah puruvu. Halacha tesvav. Haisha shabala beizdin. Now let's say a woman comes to beizdin, the amra, and she says as follows. Baili eina yochel l'shamesh chedera chol aretz shimush shemolid o she'ina yorka chet. So she makes the following claim. Either my husband refuses or is unable to have sexual relations in a manner that will allow me to get pregnant, or basically he's not ejaculating properly. Yasu adayanin pshara. So the judges have to make some type of compromise. They say to her, Roy lech shetin hagi im bailech ad shetisha esheshanim v'lo tolid v'achrach tisvei. So they say, listen, you should stay with your husband for 10 years, or stick with him for 10 years, and if you don't give birth after that, then come back to us with this claim. Umagagalin ima bedavar zeh, and basically we extend this negotiating process with her. Vein kofin osa leishev, but we don't force her to stay with him. Velo donin osa di meredes, we don't consider her meredes. Elamarichim bedavar zeh achi yasub shara. We just keep prolonging the relationship as much as possible until they come up with some type of pshara. Halachat zayin. Now afa pisha kiem adam mitzvah puravu. Now even though a man has fulfilled the mitzvah puravu, Mitzuva medivrei sofrim shol yivata melifros l'rabos kolzman sheish b'koach. But it's a mitzvah derabanan that a man should continue trying to have children as long as he has the energy to. Shekola mosif nefesh achas b'Yisrael ki lubana olam. Because adding one Jew to one soul to the Jewish people is like as if you built the world. V'chein mitzvah chachamim. That's why the chachamim also say he shelo yeshiv adam below isha. Right, shelo yavol yehura. A man should never not get married because he's going to go ahead and have inappropriate sexual thoughts. And a woman should not live without a man because people have chashad, which literally means suspicious. They're going to suspect her of not behaving appropriately, of being somewhat engaged in znus. Okay. Now the end of the parak gets into the nature of the relationship. So these are always classics. Lach Yud Zayin. V'chova akol ish liknos leishto. Right. The kanos leishto. So it's an obligation on every husband. Literally translated, this means to admonish his wife. Okay. Now, amru chachamim, ein adam mekan al ishto, ela imkin nichnasaba ruach tara. But a person can't do this unless there's a pure spirit inside him. Lo yikana lo biyoser midai. And he shouldn't go overboard. He shouldn't go overboard in admonishing her. Vel yanos osa v'yivol bal korcha ela ladaita mitoch sicha v'simcha. And he should never force his wife to engage in sexual relations. Rather, it should be done with mutual agreement, and it should be done beforehand with basically foreplay and happy talk and things of that nature. Halach yirches v'chein tivu chachamim al isha shetiyet snua besoch besa. The chachamim also commanded that a woman be modest, quote unquote, inside her house. What does that mean? V'lo tirbe b'schok v'kalos rosh b'vnei baila. She shouldn't basically go too much into like inappropriate talk, nor should she ask to have sexual relations with them openly. Right, and she should also not deny her husband any type of intimacy to cause him pain. Rather, she's always listening to him, so to speak, anytime they want to have sexual relations. And not only that, she should try to keep her distance away from his relatives and other people in the house. So this way she's not over the prohibition of being jealous. And not only that, she should, basically the point is, she should always avoid any situations that could be translated as being scandalous. It's, she's chayev to avoid those situations. Halach yates. However, v'chein tzivu chachamim, she adam mechabed es ishto, yeser megufo, v'ol v'kegufo. A man is obligated to honor his wife more than himself, and to love him like he loves himself. V'im yesh lo mamon harbe, v'tovasa kvi amamon. And if he has a lot of money, he should offer her as much money as possible within his means. Lo yatil alea ema yisera. He should not, go overboard in making her fearful of him. Via dibura ema benachas. He should speak to her nicely. Lo yetzev velo roges. And it should never be sad nor angry. And finally, in one dafir, v'chein tzivu chachamim al isha shetiyem echabedes es baila v'yoser midai. Similarly, the chachamim commanded a wife to go overboard, to really honor her husband, v'yelo alea mora, and she should have over him, he should have over her awe, v'tase kol ma'asei alpev, and she should do whatever he asks, v'ye be'enea k'mosar melech, and he should be in her eyes like a king, ma'aleches betavas libo marcheches kol shiyisna. Basically, she should follow the desires of his heart, and basically stay away and push away anyone who hates him. V'zeu derech Benos Yisrael, Ubnei Yisrael, Kadosh Matarim Bezivugan. This is the way that the Jewish women and Jewish men act in when they get together as couples. And by following this way, their marriage will always be something that's pleasant and worthy of praise. Okay.